Hi there, welcome, and thank you for listening to this audio production by Mix 1079 and HeartlandNews.ca. My name's Mike McCullough, and I normally read the news updates through the morning, particularly alongside Rob Christie from 6 to 9 on Rob Christie in the Morning. I also update HeartlandNews.ca pretty well anytime it's required. In this feature, we'll be discussing all the developments swirling around Junior A hockey in Alberta the last couple of weeks. You'll be hearing from Adam Surgery, the president and general manager of the Sherwood Park Crusaders, one of the teams at the center of the issues at hand. But in order to get there, I need to back up a little bit and explain the context of this conversation. On Saturday, January 20th, the newly independent British Columbia Hockey League, BCHL, announced that it had come to terms with five Alberta-based teams to join the league for the 2024-25 season. Those teams are the Black Falls Bulldogs, Brooks Bandits, Okotoks Oilers, Spruce Grove Saints, and Sherwood Park Crusaders of the Alberta Junior Hockey League, or AJHL. The same day, the AJHL announced that it had learned of the pending departures via that BCHL announcement, and that it was assessing the next steps and schedule implications. The announcement specified that it was not officially notified by the teams in question. At the same time, the AJHL announced the first slate of game cancellations, four in all, each involving one of the five teams playing against one of the other 11 remaining teams. 2 days later, on Monday, January 22nd, the AJHL announced that it had, quote, not suspended any of its 16-member teams, but it issued cancellations for three more games, which again involved those five teams in action against one of the other 11 teams. Then on Thursday, January 25th, the AJHL announced the cancellation of all games between the, quote, defecting teams and those remaining. Quote, we continue to evaluate the best path forward after reviewing Saturday's BCHL announcement, Alberta Junior Hockey said, that the five teams would leave to, quote, play unsanctioned hockey next season. Quote, we are responding by taking steps to protect the competitive integrity of the AJHL and the Canadian Junior Hockey League playoff system and to ensure the safety of our players and officials, the AJHL statement read. Four of the five teams in question rank first through fourth, it should be noted. In response to Thursday's statement by the AJHL, five teams issued a joint statement of their own. Quote, our five teams remain members in good standing of the AJHL, CJHL, Hockey Alberta, and Hockey Canada. We have not entered into any agreement to leave any of those organizations, nor have we made any announcement to that effect. The statement goes on, we have full intention of fulfilling our commitments to each of those bodies for the remainder of the 2023-24 regular season and postseason. We do not agree that any AJHL games should be canceled or postponed. We share in the public's disappointment in the current situation. We strongly believe that our players should be back on the ice, playing hockey and competing for an Interpipeline Cup, and we will do everything we can to bring this unfortunate situation to a positive resolution. The next day, Friday, January 26th, I spoke with the president and general manager of the Sherwood Park Crusaders. His name is Adam Surgery. Note this interview has been edited for clarity.
Yeah, like at the moment, we've been essentially locked out from being able to play any of the other 11 teams in our league. You know, the governors of those other teams have made some arbitrary decisions that, you know, are impacting our players. And, you know, at this time, we're just, you know, sitting back and obviously disappointment. And, you know, we're kind of in that solution mode of, like, how do we get our players back on the ice playing meaningful hockey? Like, you know, I'm every day that goes by, I'm more concerned about them and their mental well-being. Like, there's, you know, there's a group of players that in our room that, you know, were impacted during COVID in the AJHL and didn't get a full season. And, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, these guys finish out their junior careers the right way and give them every opportunity to extend their hockey careers and get as much, you know, opportunity to showcase themselves in front of schools and provide them the opportunity to find a home for next season.
What's the age range in your locker room there?
16 to 20-year-olds.
So you're talking about a pretty critical period in their lives from a development standpoint in sport.
Yeah, it's very critical. And, you know, like they're a dedicated group. And, you know, they've done an incredible job up until this moment in the season. And, you know, they are being punished for things out of their control. And, you know, we talk to them all the time about controlling what you can control and holding them accountable to a lot of things. And, you know, they're being punished for things that, you know, they have zero control of. And I think that's the part that's most concerning for me and most disappointing.
How do you keep them competitive if you're being told you can't play?
Well, I think what makes our group special and has gotten them to this point in the season where we are the second place hockey team in our league and the top 10 team in the country is their competitiveness, right? And so naturally, like, coach has done a job with them where, you know, or is working with them, you know, to maintain that level of competitiveness and that mindset of wanting to get better every day. But when, you know, the AJHL is posting negative news with regards and putting things out there that, you know, they might not play a lot the rest of the year, it becomes challenging. But up until now, like for the last, you know, 5 days, like they've kept it together pretty good. But, you know, as every day goes by, it's becoming more and more difficult to keep their minds in the right place. They're competitive by nature and they want to play hockey games and they want to continue to prove themselves because they've worked really hard to establish, you know, what they've done so far.
What I can't quite wrap my head around, Adam, is how can the league say on one hand that it's trying to maintain the competitive integrity of its playoff system and the safety of its players while kicking out some of the top-ranked team, yours included, at second place? I mean, that's implicitly not fair to what the standings have been in the league to this point. What do you say to that?
That's a great point. They've already stated that we can't be suspended. We are in good standing with Hockey Canada, with the Canadian Junior Hockey League, and with Hockey Alberta. So from our understanding, they can't do that to us. And they shouldn't be doing that to us, and it's why it's a bit confusing. You know, understand that there might be some disappointment with the news and the release of the BCHL, but at the same time, like, you know, we haven't signed anything that binds us to having to play in that league next year. You know, as a matter of fact, like, we don't have to give our intentions to compete and play in the AJHL next season until May 1st. So I think for us as an organization, and I'm sure the other four teams feel the same, like, is like, we're doing our homework and our due diligence. A decision like this isn't done overnight. It takes time. And, you know, time is on our side. We have months until something has to be done. And we're doing our due diligence. We're doing our homework so that, you know, when the time comes, we can make an informed decision. And I think what they're doing right now is they're punishing the players. And the players are the most important people, you know, in our league. Like, this is why, you know, we have 16 teams. This is why people have jobs and are in the roles that they're in, is because we want to provide opportunity for our players. And right now we're taking away opportunity from 125 hockey players.
Why do you think the BCHL is an attractive option compared to the AJHL?
No, Mike, like, as of right now, like, I would say I'm going to pass on that. And it's not, I'm not trying to pass the buck off or avoid anything. I just think that right now there's decisions being made that are impacting young men. And I don't want to put myself in a position that, you know, I hurt them anymore. Like, I want to find resolution so that they can get back on the ice. Right now, like, where we're at is, like, we've had conversations, surface-level conversations. That isn't a secret. The league is aware that conversation has been had, because it's been they're in the meeting minutes. We've disclosed that we've had conversations, and we've been honest on that front. And you know, we're not trying to deceive anybody. I just don't want to make a comment or say something that is going to be hurtful to our players. Like, you know, they're already nervous enough as is. And rightfully so. Like, there's some uncertainty right now, and I want to do everything I can to protect them and try to help them get back on the ice here.
Is there a chance that you fold and return based on this kind of intimidation?
I don't think so. I think that would be, you know, I think that would be a bad example for our players. Like, we're going to stand for what's right. Our intention is to play in the Alberta Junior Hockey League. We're like I mentioned before, we're in good standing. Our intention is never to leave right now. We've had every intention of finishing out the year. We've had a very competitive year. We've had a very good year. We've actually had a historical year as an organization with, you know, NCAA commitments and, you know, where we're at in the standings. There's a lot of good things. So it would be difficult to walk away from it. Like, we want to fight for what's right, and we want to finish the year.
Right, you're in second place, you said, right? So, and you have a fighting chance to do well from that standpoint.
Yeah, so there's a lot of complications. Sponsorship stuff involved. There's gate revenue, and my focus has just been obviously on the day-to-day stuff and really trying to keep our players' heads in the right place right now because of all the distractions.
Have you talked to the kids?
Yeah, we have conversations. We've had a couple conversations now, and you know, there's a sense of trust and belief and unity in the room. But you know, every day that goes by becomes a scarier and scarier situation for them. Like, you know, we've got 6 20-year-olds, but then we've also got, you know, we've got multiple players that are born in 2004 that are supposed to leave and go play college hockey next year. So they need to continue to play and use the time left to get ready and prepared to play hockey next year. There's 6 of them in that room where their junior careers are going to come to an end, and there's 5 of them that are looking to extend their hockey careers and play beyond this year. And we need to provide them the platform to showcase themselves so that they can move on.
Yeah, they want to use this as a platform to get to college or elsewhere, right?
Correct. Yep.
Is there anything you wanted to add, Adam?
No, I just, you know, I really appreciate you doing this and providing me the opportunity to speak. You know, I have nothing against the league. I'm not sitting here condoning their behavior. I understand why the initial frustration, but we have to keep the players in mind, and I appreciate you letting me share some of my thoughts and speak on facts.
Right on, man. I really appreciate your time today.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you.
That was Adam Surgery, the president and general manager of the Sherwood Park Crusaders. I thank him for his time. The BCHL, for further context, is the number one league for National Collegiate Athletic Association scholarships in the States, with almost half of BCHL's players scoring commitments from American colleges. In May last year, the BCHL announced its intention to become independent of Hockey Canada, in effect allowing it to broaden its recruitment to attract players from around Canada, and indeed the world, to play hockey in the league that has become the primary funnel into the NCAA system. This has been an audio production of Mix 107.9 and HeartlandNews.ca. Divisions of Kenner Media. I'm Mike McCullough. Until next time, have a great day and good luck.